What we're going to do today is a little different than most Youth Sundays, although we've done it before. I'm not going to give a full-length feature sermon this morning. I'm going to give you a couple application points. And by the way, if you have your outline in your program, you want to pull that out and get ready to take some notes, because I'm going to give you a couple application points for this morning, but then I'm going to go back and sit down. The people you're really going to hear the meat from this morning are the teenagers themselves. You see, the youth this summer have been very busy. They've been busy at junior high camp. They've been busy with other different events that are going on. At the beginning of the summer, we went over to Pontiac to a rescue mission there to serve. And then to wrap up kind of the whole summer, we had the senior mission trip that we just came back from a couple of weeks ago. And so what you're going to hear this morning are five testimonies from our youth ministry of lessons that they personally have learned from their experiences this summer, whether it was at camp or at the mission trip. And they're going to pass on some of their knowledge, their new knowledge, their new lessons to you. But I want us to not just sit back today and think, oh, that's really nice. The youth, they're doing a lot of cool things, and I'm happy for the Edge Youth Ministry. I don't want us to just do that. I hope we do think that way, that, you know, we're proud of them and this kind of thing. But I hope that we will also apply what we're hearing from these young people. Even if you're 55 years old and you've been a Christian for 35 years, I hope that you will listen today with a heart that wants to apply these lessons in your life. And so I'm just going to give you a main idea and a couple of application points here. If you have your Bibles, you can open it up to 2 Timothy. That's our passage this morning. And you'll see how it relates to the skit. We're going to be beginning in chapter 2. And I'm just going to read it outright first, and then we're going to go through it a little bit. All right? Let's begin then in verse 1 in chapter 2. Paul is writing to his apprentice Timothy, and he says this to him. He says, "You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others. Join with me in suffering like a good soldier for Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs. Rather, they try to please their commanding officer. Similarly, anyone who competes as an athlete does not receive the victor's crown except by competing according to the rules. The hardworking farmer should be first to receive a share of the crops. Reflect on what I am saying, for the Lord will give you insight into all of this." And so we're going to reflect on what Paul was saying, and hopefully the Lord, maybe the sermonator, will give us some insight into all of this. The main idea today, if you take one thing away from this service, whether it's from me or from the testimony you hear from these teens, because they're going to be challenging you with this main idea, it's this. If you're taking notes, write this one down. If you don't write anything else down. And it goes this way. If you want to succeed and be first in line with the Lord, you need to get off your rear end and serve. That's what it takes. Not experiencing the wholeness of God in your life, the wholeness of your relationship with Christ in your life. Well, I've got one main idea for you. Get up off of your rear end and get to serving. That's what it takes. Now, I don't want to insult anybody this morning, and I hope I didn't. And don't get up off of your rear ends right now, because I want you to sit and listen to the rest of this. But the point is, we need to do our faith. We need to act out and live our faith. That's what it takes. That's the secret, and it's no longer a secret to anybody in this room. And so let's look at three ways that we can become first in line to receive the blessings and the power and the presence of God in our lives. We're going to look at these. They come out of our main idea. The first one is this. Develop a soldier's focus. You see there in the passage, and you might remember from the skit that Megan came up and she said, "I try to focus on godly things, but I'm not experiencing his presence in my life." But we saw that, you know, she said she prayed daily, but really she was just stuffing her face, plowing right into meals, and that was kind of a symbol for maybe she's neglecting her spiritual prayer life. She said she doesn't try to focus on godly chatter with her friends, but she was gossiping there on the phone, you know. Or she doesn't fill her mind with spiritual junk food that comes off the TV or music and things like this. But, of course, the Truth Cam told us different. Well, right there, Paul is saying in the beginning here, he's comparing the Christian walk to three people, and the first person is a soldier. He says this, "Join with me in suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets involved in civilian affairs. Rather, they try to please their commanding officer." Now, I know some soldiers. I'm related to some soldiers that serve in our military, and I've got some that serve in the Canadian military. And there's one thing that you take away from being a soldier, and that is the focus on the mission, the focus on your purpose. What is your job, your purpose, your mission? That's what you focus on. If there's anything else around you that distracts you from that, as a soldier, you have to get rid of it. I mean, it takes your whole life. It takes how you make your bed, how you shine your boots, how you dress, what you wear. Everything you do, the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you act, what you practice, and how you exercise, and all of these things are centered around and focused like a laser beam on the mission, on your purpose. That's the kind of focus. If we develop that as believers, that focus on Christ's purpose, to please Him, to cut off the things that distract us, like spiritual junk food, when we cut those out and focus on God's purpose for us, we develop a soldier's focus, and we will experience God's power in our lives. We will. All right. Number two on your outline. We're racing through them. Here we go. The second person that Paul compares the Christian life to is an athlete. And so we want to develop an athlete's discipline. Discipline. You remember Terry came up here. And Terry said, he basically read all the Ten Commandments to us, didn't he? He said, "I'm keeping them all." But when you looked at his life, it was joking, of course, because I'm sure he keeps them all perfectly well. But you looked at his life and you could see that there are areas he falls short in every area. And if we took a hard, honest look at our lives, we would, of course, see where we fall short in keeping God's commands. Well, an athlete who's competing, let's say, in the Olympics, I remember when I was a young boy growing up in Canada, and Ben Johnson was the guy that was going to go for the gold. He was a runner for Canada, and he was our home country hero, and he won the gold, and we rejoiced as a country. I remember we made these cutout things in class. I was in elementary school at the time. That's dating me a little bit. You're like, we're learning from this young guy. He was in elementary school and Ben Johnson was in the Olympics. But anyway, so we put up all these posters. We were so proud of Ben. And then we found out he was doing steroids. And he was stripped of his gold medal. Why? Because he wasn't the fastest runner? No, he was the fastest runner. But because he didn't compete according to the rules. He broke the rules. Now, you may be very charismatic at sharing your faith. You might be great at it. But how is your personal life, your personal disciplines? Do you have the discipline of an athlete with your Christianity? Because unfortunately, it's tragic, but there are leaders that get exalted, that shine as examples in the church, but then we find out that their private life is terrible. And it ruins their whole witness. It ruins the work that they're doing because they couldn't compete according to the rules. They couldn't live by the rules. God saved us from our sin, but He didn't just save us from something, He saved us for something, for service and obedience to Him. That's why He saved us. And so do you have an athlete's discipline? And finally, the third person that Paul compares the Christian life to is the hardworking farmer. The hardworking farmer. And look what he says. He doesn't give us an instruction. He kind of gives us a benefit here. He says in verse 6, the hardworking farmer should be the first to receive a share of the crops. And so you might be thinking, I'm not experiencing the blessing of being a follower of Christ in my life today. Well, are you like the hardworking farmer? You see, if a farmer doesn't farm, then they have no vegetables or whatever it is they're farming to sell, so they make no money to buy goods. They can't eat their own goods because they're not growing any because they're not doing the work. The livelihood of a farmer depends on how hard he's working. And the livelihood of our relationship with Christ And the fruit of our actions and our works in people's lives or in our own life is going to depend on working hard. The Lord is doing his part. He's always doing his part in our lives. We're going to see him doing his part. Even when we're not doing our part, he's giving us grace. But we need to be doing our part, like the hardworking farmer. And when we do, we will experience God's presence in our life, his power in our life. We'll experience and walk in victory in our Christian walk if we're like the soldier, the athlete, the farmer. And so these are things we want to develop. The youth are going to come up in just a moment, and they're going to share what's been going on with them this summer. And I pray today that we would take their example, take an example from young people. We're always asking them to look to the older and wiser and take example. Let's take an example from them, and let's be challenged to get off our rears like they did this summer and to serve God and to serve people. Let's be challenged to do that. Before we have our first testimony come up, we're going to show you a little highlight video from junior high camp, and then we'll have a senior high mission trip one coming up in a moment. So let's roll that one, and hopefully it will play.
Hello? All right. Hi, my name is Terry Fern, and I'll be talking to you today about junior high camp. Before I went, I was talking about this trip to all my friends. I told them about my previous trips and how I hoped that this year would be just as fun. When I got there, I saw many friends that I made last year. We caught up with each other, and I met the new people in our cabin. Everybody in my cabin was so nice. I met my counselors, Tyler and Isaiah. Isaiah was an SMT, which means Summer Missions Team. He was a really cool person, and I really looked up to him during camp. One day, I was talking to him, and he told me that next year I could be a SMT. I was really excited about this possibility. He told me what it was like being an SMT and what I'd be doing if I became one. He really encouraged me, and now I really do want to be one. My other counselor, Tyler, even prayed with me for like an hour about it, and it was like cool. But this trip to camp really changed me. Today, I continue to pray about becoming an SMT, and hopefully I will be able to be one next summer. Guys like Isaiah and Tyler are really cool people and really good to look up to. I believe that other people like me can look up to godly teenagers like Isaiah and Tyler. I hope that one day I can be like Isaiah and Tyler, and that other kids would one day look up to me as a good influence. Thank you.
Hi. Okay, I'm Megan, and I went to junior high camp too this summer, and the theme of the week was all about living pure life for God. So in the middle of the week, all the girls' cabins got together and had a huge conversation about what exactly it meant to live a pure life. At the beginning, some of the counselors shared their testimonies and showed us how important it was to stay pure, and how we shouldn't do things dishonorable to our bodies because God gave us our bodies to honor him. That talk really got me thinking about my life. This year is going to be my first year in high school, and I know that there will be a lot of hard decisions about relationships during this year. But after that conversation with the counselors, I know how to be like a lot more careful. The best type of guy to be dating is a Christian one, a guy who is living a pure life, and I think the camp really helped me understand things I didn't quite understand before. Plus, I had a great time. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Josh. I went on the senior high missions trip this year, which, by the way, was absolutely awesome. I went on the missions trip last year, and I had a great time there, so I figured this one would be fun. It was a different kind of mission, too, because last time it was more all physical work, where this we were working with people a little bit more. While we were there, we worked at a place called Morningstar Missions. You guys saw that it was the second day we had up there. The Morningstar Missions is a rescue mission that helps homeless people and people recovering from addictions. Our jobs for the day included scrubbing walls, working in their kitchen, organizing a storage room, and some other odds and ends. basically whatever they needed done. Even though we got a lot done, I didn't feel real productive. I didn't see how what we were doing really accomplished all that much. I've heard people get back from missions trip and say, well, I witnessed to this many people, and I led this many people to Christ. I got to come home and tell people, hey, guess what? I scrubbed walls. So obviously, I didn't have the right kind of attitude going into that. But I was really surprised when I saw the reactions of the people from the shelter. They were really excited young people would give their time to help others, and they were impressed we got everything we got done. And I thought I wasn't doing anything important. So that was, I guess, the kick in the butt I needed to change my attitude about serving. So I can be proud I spent a day scrubbing walls and moving boxes because I was doing it for the glory of God. So, you know, I'd just like to remind all of you and encourage you all, when you see an opportunity to help someone, even in a small way, do it, because it can make a bigger difference than you might think. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Matt. I also went on the mission trip with the senior high, and it was very cool. I'm going to talk about the Morningstar mission too, but in a little bit of a different way. Before I went on the trip, I was kind of taking everything for granted, like my house, food, my family, everything. But when I was there, everyone there had absolutely nothing. A lot of them had like no family at all, and yet they were still really thankful for what they did have, and that the mission was just there to help them. Like one guy in particular said, was talking about how he was addicted to drugs, and like he had hit like rock bottom, and now he has like freedom through God, and that he's thankful for the addiction because it led him to God, and it's worth more than what he lost through the addiction. And it made me think that, like, if these people have no material possessions, but they can still be thankful and go about their day with, like, joy and stuff, like, why can't I? And I hope this testimony encourages you, and that even if they're not things aren't going good right now, to be thankful. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Laura, and my testimony is about the senior mission trip also. And before the trip, I was worried about fitting in with the senior hires because I moved up this year and I really didn't know too many of them. I really didn't have a relationship with many. And so I was worried about fitting in, and I was also worried about witnessing to people. And I was really happy to see how inviting everybody was. Even before we left the parking lot, everybody was so welcoming and everybody was happy and joyful. And I got to ride to Chicago in the car with Jess, Skyler, Jim Walsh, and Leah. And we had an awesome time. We were laughing the whole time, smiling, joking. And it was just amazing. When we went to Morningstar Mission, we served breakfast, lunch, and dinner to the homeless people of that area. All the people were so thankful and happy to see us serving there. And it made me feel really great. At one point, Ashley, Amy Weaver, Jonna, and I cleaned out a storage closet. You guys saw the one picture, and all the shelves, all the stuff that you guys saw in there, all of that was on the floor, in bins and boxes, piled up in the hallway. Wall to wall was just boxes of stuff, and they couldn't find what they needed. And so we spent the afternoon cleaning out that closet, and when the lady in charge came in, she cried because she was so happy and so excited that we were able to help bless them in that way. And it felt amazing to think about how many people that would help when they were able to find what they needed for different people. Since the trip, I bonded more with the senior hires, and I've also deepened my servant's heart for Christ and his people. If you guys take only one thing away from my testimony, remember this. Even if you're scared to serve God in the unsaved world, do it. He may have a lesson for you to learn. God definitely moves in mysterious ways. Believe me, you'll feel awesome seeing the effects of your work for God in other people's lives. Thank you. We'd like to call up Chris, and I know this month isn't pastor appreciation, but the senior hires got together, and we'd like to take this opportunity on Youth Sunday to present a gift to Pastor Chris in appreciation for his vision and hard work to give us the incredible opportunity of ministering in Chicago. We love you, Chris. Thanks.
Aw, thank you. Well, thanks. Thank you so much. I'm going to look at this, and then we'll get back to the service in just a moment. I'm kidding. Thank you so much, guys. This means a lot to me. Hey, what a good job. Let's hear it for the youth again, all the testimonies. Do you feel challenged by their example this morning? Do you? Do you? I'm seeing some nods. I'm hearing some yeses. Good. Good. These guys are working hard for the Lord. They're loving them. Well, we're going to close our service here in just a few minutes. First, we're going to have our time of offering. And so Kirsten's going to be singing a song for us. So come on up and get ready for that. The ushers can prepare themselves. And we'll have our time of offering. There's one more video that we saved. There was just so many pictures. I went through 10, no, not 10,000. That's ridiculous. I went through 1,000 pictures from the mission trip to try to get it down to a 4-minute presentation. And that was pretty crazy. And so what we did, we made another reel that's just kind of a fun reel. It's all the different wacky things that we did while we were there. And so after we close the service, we're going to put that on. And you could feel free to stick around and watch that. Or, you know, you're free. We're dismissed after, you know, we say God bless you after the offering. And I'm sure there'll be goodies back there that you can take advantage of. But I encourage you to stick around and just see some of the goofy things that we were doing too. All right, let's pray for this morning's offering. And our closing prayer partner today is Krista. Is that correct? So come on up here. And why don't you pray for the offering for us, and that we go out there, get off our rear ends, and serve. All right. It sure is.
Okay. Dear God, thank you for this amazing, beautiful day today. And thank you that everybody had such a great time on whatever they did, either the mission trip or camp, and bless them and thank you for everything that they did. And help us to really be inspired by them and go out and try our hardest to be what you want us to be. Thank you for everything. Amen. Oh, and dear God, help us get off our butts and go out there. Amen.